Hey, welcome back to the podcast. So in today's podcast episode, it will be structured different as a result of me receiving so many questions throughout the week about building a profitable framework for mental health businesses via Instagram, email, and in our dope therapist community. From time to time, I decide to go Instagram live at Dr. TK Psych. And so I just wanted to give you a heads up that the sound and the interaction will sound different. You will hear me at one point answer people's questions in the chat box, but I'll make sure to read those questions so that you can hear them as well, because it may be the same question that you have. And so if you have a question of your own and you would like that to be answered or considered to be provided on an Instagram live, then feel free to reach out to my team at hello@drtk.com. But let's go right into the Instagram live. Welcome to the Branding for Abundance podcast. My name is Dr. TK. I am a licensed clinical psychologist and success coach. My goal on this podcast is to simply teach you how to proclaim your victory in your relationships, academic and career endeavors, business, money, and your mindset. Learn some simple tools and techniques to brand your life for abundance and live your epic lifestyle. Hey, welcome back to the Branding for Abundance podcast. This is your host, Dr. TK, clinical psychologist and number one therapist business coach. So I am double dipping today. I am live on Instagram as well as recording for the podcast listeners. And we will probably even put this live video up on YouTube. And so today I want to talk to mental health providers about five things to consider before investing in your business. Now you may be wondering, well, what if I'm not a therapist? Can I still listen to this episode? Yes, because these things can be across the board, no matter what type of business you have. These are things that I'm going to share today that will be golden nuggets that you can apply in any type of business or career path. Okay, so let's first define the word investments, because this word is thrown around, you know, like candy these days. And so the investment definition per like Webster's dictionary is the action or process of investing to receive something back, meaning you put something out there with the expectation of receiving something back. Very similar to reciprocity or laws of attraction, okay? So before discussing the five things, the five nuggets that I want you to take in today, I want to highlight some areas that you have already invested in, and you don't even call them investments. You don't even see them as investments. And so as a mental health therapist, we go from K through 12 school. Then we choose to go to college. Then we choose to go get our graduate degree, which is a master's and or a doctoral level degree. So once we finish school, some people want to have things like a private practice. They want it to be profitable. They want to have potentially digital products, online courses, membership sites, ebooks, physical books, live events, retreats. You know, I can keep going on and on about the products that people want to have outside of like one main stream of income in their business. However, we tend to, some people have a mind block when it comes down to pulling out their wallet, pulling out their credit card, or logging into their PayPal account and investing in themselves and investing in their future, because they're not looking at purchasing something for their business and future and abundance as an investment. Odds are, if something has been blocking you from paying for something that you know you need, then you may think of it as, I'm just buying something. I'm just paying for someone to tell me something that I can YouTube or Google University my way to the top. Now, don't get me wrong. Google and YouTube are some powerful search engines and they can teach you a lot. But odds are, someone who enjoys, like myself, creating intellectual property that will transform the lives of the people that I work with, not everything's going to be on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and my podcast. I will drop nuggets, but will I give you the entire framework that I give my students? No, Okay. So now I want to go through some areas that I believe a lot of people have invested in, but they don't link it to the investment. So remember, investment is a action or a process of investing to receive something back. So first example is some people chose to go to high school or to college. So when I say chose, I mean, some people have dropped out of high school, let's be real. So someone can choose to want to graduate from high school because what are you being told? You won't be able to get a job, you know, if you don't graduate from high school, or at least the bare minimum, if you're not going to go to college, at least graduate from high school. Or some of you had internal pressures and external pressures, like you will be the first one in our family to graduate from high school, let alone college, right? But with college, in most families, not all, that is a privilege and a choice as well. And so in the mental health field, we have to go to college. We have to get at least a master's degree in counseling or some form of psychology in order to do the work that we want to do. And then we have to accumulate hours. And so high school was an investment for you to get the basic core curriculum that you need to use somewhat, you know, throughout life. For example, reading and basic math, because if you want to be a YouTuber, if you want to have a profitable business, if you want to have contracts signed, how are you going to get the contract signed if you don't know how to read? And please don't challenge me and say I can pay for someone to read it for me, because I mean, we all saw the NWA movie. I mean, I ain't gonna say we all, but I saw a couple of times, the NWA movie. And the one biggest lesson I hope that you learned in terms of business is that you never sign your name on something and you don't understand what you just signed, okay? So yes, reading is fundamental, all right? Even if you don't go to college. But then you also invested as a therapist or whatever your degree is into potentially getting licensed. So as therapists, we had to invest our time and sometimes not even get paid to accumulate at minimum 3,000 hours and up just to sit for the licensure exam. Another investment, okay, is time. Then the next level is you had to pay for the study materials. That was an investment because why? You're expecting that you're going to get your investment back probably times 5,000 because you're going to be able to take that licensure test, get licensed, and then be able to get a job and or open up a business. Okay. So beyond licensure prep and getting licensed, guess where else you invested that you probably don't look at it as an investment is that you have to now stay licensed. So not only do you have to get licensed, we have to continue to receive continuing educational credits every 2 years to keep our license, plus purchasing things like malpractice insurance, right? Another thing that we look at in terms of investment, and then I'll get to the question on Instagram, is you look at our private practice systems. So now that you have a business, whether it's part-time or full-time, I hope it's not a side hustle. Okay. Once you have that business, that's a private practice, that's part-time or full-time. Now you invest in electronic charting systems. Now you invest in marketing material. Now you invest more time in getting in front of your ideal clients so that they can sign up for your services if they are a good match. You may also pay for directories, even though it's $5 a month, $15 a month, $30 a month. At the end of the day, those reoccurring costs do add up. Again, these are investments that you are making in your business to grow and to expand, okay? So you also may have invested in digital products already, like coaching programs, like continuing educational courses online. Maybe you wanted to become an author, so you hired a coach or you bought an online workshop to be able to write your first book, to market your book, to launch your book. Nevertheless, you invested your time and or money to get something back. So I like to give homework, okay? And to me, it's fun homework because I want you to track your true ROI. rate of investment, because then you can know how much you're getting back in return. So guess what? And I used to say this like as a joke, but I'm dead serious. You cannot expect, if we're looking at laws of attraction and reciprocity and the definition of investment, you can't expect for clients to pay you $1,000 an hour because you know your value, you know your worth, you license, you've been in the field for how many years, and you haven't invested anything beyond your degree. And I'm not minimizing your degree, but the bottom line is therapists, unless there's some of you out there that meets the second category, okay? Most therapists did not go to school to become a business owner. You went to school to get a JOB. And some of you guys have a JOB, meaning just over broke. Put JOB in the chat box if you received that message, okay? Because some therapists are truly living check to check to check, and it doesn't make sense. Is the economy tripping right now with inflation? Yes. Does it cost a lot to pay back our student loan as it relates to like how much we actually get paid at a job, some jobs? It don't make sense. But you do have the capacity to create your own business. You do have the capacity to set your own income caps. You do have the capacity to determine who you want to work with, what your ideal schedule will be, and what type of services you want to offer. So one question that was addressed on Instagram is, do you read and explain confidentiality to clients? And so this is something that I talk about when I have like my once a year boot camps for people who are interested in the Dope Therapist Academy or just want some content, okay? So I will address this fairly quickly. I can only tell you about me, and you can choose to do what you would like. I have learned that over time, people do not read. People don't read consent forms, even if it's one page, let alone three pages. People don't read your consent forms, plus your policy forms. All they do is read the intake form questions so that they can start therapy. Why? Because they're in a crisis. They're in a state of chaos, and that's why they are reaching out to you. And so I believe that to do your due diligence and make sure that your clients also know what they're signing up for example, the no-show and cancellation policy within 24 to 48 hours of your session, based off how your office has it set up, I explain that during a consultation. I'll also explain it during the first session. So yes, I do explain, not read, the confidentiality form. And what I do is I pull out the major things that I feel like people oversee. I hope that that makes sense. So if you're listening on the podcast, that was a question that came through on the Instagram feed, okay? So thus far, I have defined investment, which is the action or process of investing in something to receive something back. We've talked about how mental health therapists, you've already invested so many things into yourself, into your career thus far, and some of you are not seeing the ROI on how much you paid with graduate school, how much time you invested going to these practicum sites, internship sites, externship sites, postdoc, pre-doc, getting licensed and all that, okay? So I hope that by now you see that your ROI, your investment that you get back based off what you put out is not just physical, but it's also mental. A lot of clinicians in my Dope Therapist Academy, within the first few weeks, they recognize that they've even been seeing themselves as less than in terms of a business owner. They walk around saying, I'm a boss, I'm an entrepreneur. But my question back to them is, are you a business owner? Because if you have a business entity, even if it is a W-9 DBA, you are a business owner, not just a little baby boss. Okay. So what you put out there to other people is known as your brand. And if you choose to continue to state in the public that, oh, I'm just a therapist, that's exactly how people are going to treat you, is that you're just a therapist. And in my programs, I don't want any of my clients believing that they're just a therapist. Now, am I forcing my clients to scale up and add streams of income? No, but I'd be a fool not to explain to them what's possible either. And then it's up to them to determine if and when they want to take me up on my offer to learn about other areas, even outside of the therapy room. So some mental examples outside of physical investing, like paying for something, is that you can have an improvement in your confidence, as I mentioned, with taking on the mindset of being a business owner. You can also start manifesting things in different parts of your life simply because you're showing up and you're waking up every day different. You're waking up 1% better than the person you were yesterday. Also, what makes you very strong is learning from your experiences. Truth be told, my entire damn podcast, at least about 90% of the content, is created based off of my life experiences. I no longer say the word mistake. That is no longer a word in my vocabulary, because when you say the word mistake, it's almost like you resent it. And the universe hears your words, okay? So make sure that you reframe your verbiage and start saying, you know what? That wasn't a mistake. Or hell, you might be talking about a person, like he or she was not a mistake. They were a learning experiment, okay? They were a learning experience, whatever you choose to use, okay? So also, another mental example in terms of your ROI increasing when you do make an investment is the value that you see in yourself. Because again, if you see yourself then less than, but you're like inside, like you do this at home, you're like, oh, ain't nobody gonna see me. You know, I'm having a bad day. I'm having a bad week. You know, all these things. You still are putting out the energy to the universe about how you're feeling, okay? So when you show up, you're probably not gonna show up as your best self because there's only so much masking that you can do, okay? So does this sound familiar? Are you a therapist and you want to enhance or increase your therapeutic caseload, meaning you only want to see your ideal clients, you want to create your ideal schedule, you want to maybe grow your business, expand your business, and you want your time back? Let me know if any of that sounds familiar, because in order to do that, you have to invest time in learning what systems need to be in place in your business and in your mindset to get the caseload that you desire, to make the amount of money that you desire, to grow and expand the way that you want, and also to create your schedule so that you can do whatever you want whenever you want to do it, right? So yes, okay, it's okay if you're a therapist in training. That is okay. So now let's get into the 5 hacks, secrets, nuggets, diamonds, you know, that I told you I was going to give you in terms of the 5 things to consider before investing in yourself. And if you have already invested in yourself, that's fine. Just take a step back and ask yourself, what do I need to reinvest in? What do I need to invest in next based off these 5 things? Okay. So the first thing, in order to invest in the right place and or the right program, the right coach, is to understand what it is that you want. So one of my past experience was that I was so indecisive, and it's still in me a little bit, you know, but it's not in me as bad. And so where do you see your life, not just your business? Because if you're only focusing on your business, then that means that that's the only thing that you live for. And I thought that we woke up also to live for us. Even if you don't have kids, even if you're not in a relationship, you need to wake up for you. So where do you see yourself and your business and your big dreams and goals about leaving a legacy in the next 1 year, in the next 5 years, and in the next decade, the next 10 years. So where would you like to be 1 year from now? Okay. So one way to think about this is like a subtopic under the what do you want, because that's the one thing to consider is what do you want? Okay. So think about it in terms of the compounding effect, okay? So you may be saying, you know, this little course, this little digital download, this podcast isn't gonna do nothing for me right now because I don't see any results. Well, that's not true. Because over time, if you continue to educate, implement, information, you will see a change if you are consistent, okay? So I did not see a quantum leap in my business for the first year and a half in terms of my coaching business. In my private practice, I was able to see a good leap within a year, but it was because I was showing up and I was going super hard in the paint. Like no one could tell me that I was not going to have a profitable practice, but there were some learning curves in there, especially around money, because I didn't understand finances, back office, and just honestly creating a foundational method for a framework for my practice to actually grow, okay? So you may not see results right now, But if you use the compounding effect, which is you put in 1% today, and then you're going to times it by two, not one, because you're going to put in 1% tomorrow. If you keep building, you will see a difference. Okay. Just because you don't see it right away does not mean that you don't have access to the end goal, because you do, but you have to see it. So, prime example, I created a membership at the beginning of last year. Okay. So I joined a coaching program, right? It was for something totally different, to become a digital CEO. I didn't know where I was going to be at right now. Again, this is why I want y'all to do this, because this is what I did not do. And I did not have a clear path, but I did have a path. And I knew that I wanted to offer online services beyond in the therapy room, right? But to therapists. And so what I end up doing is joining this program. Now, when I joined this program, it has an arsenal of bolts of information that I can always go back to. And it has different processes in terms of what type of digital CEO I want to be. And so I invested in this program. It was not low at all. It was a lot of information to consume, but I did it. Then one day I woke up and I realized, you know what? I want to be able to help out therapists who are not ready yet to open up a private practice, or who may not be mentally prepared to invest in themselves at the coaching level. So I decided to start from the baseline and offer a 1-year membership that I did pretty much throughout the year of 2020. And so I went back into this arsenal, the compounding effect, and I realized that I had way more knowledge than I thought I had. But I didn't realize it until I got into the portal again. And then I found this particular outline that showed me how to launch my membership. Then I realized, oh, wait, there's more information I need to know. So now, because I have the path, I now know what type of coach I'm looking for. That is very, very important. If you don't know what your end goal is, how can you dare choose a coach and then blame the coach or the program for not working for you, when you were not clear about what you wanted? That's not our problem if you can sign up for something without an application. Now, in an application, it's a little different, because we can pretty much like vet you in and see if you're even able to pass the interview process. But for my program, like Dope Therapist Academy, I outline everything, and it's up to the therapist to decide, based off of their scores from an assessment that I give them, if they're ready to actually invest in themselves based off their score. And so what I'm trying to say is, my point of bringing this up is that I already had access to the systems. And once I realized what I needed to invest back into my business to learn the correct way to launch a membership site, I went and invested in a particular membership site coach. Now, the upside of that, for those of you who are wondering, is that, wow, you know, I was able to get my whole framework for my membership site. The downside about that is that that program is only for membership. Now, I don't see it as a downside, actually. Some people do, because maybe they assume that, oh, well, you're a business coach, so you're going to be able to get everything. No, that person specifically said membership sites, okay? So again, the first thing to consider is, what do you actually want in the next 1, 5, or 10 years? And then figure out what type of person can teach you that information. Now, number two is, again, it's, I already said it, who has what you need? Who has what you need? So I'm a firm believer that you need to do your research. You need to follow the person. You need to read the content under their posts. You need to watch their videos when they go live. I tell people who are interested in anything I offer, if you want to know my teaching style, hop on when I go live, hop on my podcast and listen to my teaching style. If you have a question pertaining to the topic when I go live, answer, you know, I'll answer the question. And that way you can even see if your personality meshes with at least what you see here. And that's just one step. Read my copy under my post. Does my post align with where you want to go in your business and in your mindset? And if the answer is yes, then that means that I have 2 to 3 more check marks, right? Also, engage with people that you feel like you would want to participate in their programs. Engage with people, kind of like testing out the car. So I don't know about you, but I like to test drive cars anytime I purchase a new car. Okay. I never go to a car dealer and say, oh, just give me that car because it looked cute online. No, like, I don't care who drove it online. I'm going to test drive the car. And what I'm asking you to do is, if you have the opportunity to invest in yourself, and you found the right teacher, step two, then you are to test drive the car. even if it means just engaging with them in their stories, if you're on Instagram or on their posts. So research them, okay? But if you know what you want and what you need, the teacher will always appear. So number three is make the decision to invest in yourself. Get out of your head. So what I would like you to do, once you recognize what you need, where you're going, and the best person to give you what you need, then you need to look at all the possibilities. Look at what is the rate of investment, if you know how much it costs, and what are the possibilities of what you can get back? And so, for example, this is a good one. For the Dope Therapist Academy, based off the price point that they invest, not pay, because they're investing in themselves to get something back. Okay, that's how I create my programs. So when they invest, let's just say if the average rate for therapy private pay is $150, even though I know some people charge less, some people charge more based off demographics, licensure status, and experience, right? But let's just say the median is $150. If we do the math, my clients can actually say, if I see one client for minimum 12 sessions, 90 days, I've paid for my investment. Let me say that again. Because see, some of you are looking at investment as, well, how much is it going to cost me? Let's be real. You know, just shake your head. Even if you listen on the podcast, shake your head or put a one in the comment box on Instagram. If you have done this at least one time, you went to a sales page and instead of you reading the content, you scrolled all the way until you found the price. You scrolled past how this person can be a good match for you. You scrolled down how this program could be a good fit for you. You scrolled past the testimonials of people being able to maybe be where you were and now they're at a different place. You scroll past all of that because you're simply looking at how much does this cost versus how much will this investment be for me? Meaning, what will I get out of it? And the only way you're going to know what you can get out of it is if you stop looking for the price and you actually read the words or you watch the video, okay? So it bugs me when people, and it doesn't make me mad, but it's always interesting to me how I will say something like, I will tell you about the academy at the end, the last 10 minutes or whatever, but I'm not gonna talk about that now. This is not why we're here, right? And then in the first 5 minutes, somebody's asking me, how much is the academy? I will nicely redirect you and say, you know, I'm here, just like right now, I'm here to provide free nuggets. Nowhere in what I'm talking about am I offering you the Dope Therapist Academy. Now, when we get to the end, feel free to ask questions about my programming because now you have evidence and support to support your mindset about me being able to help you. But you can't do that if you just sign up. And the reason why I do it that way, you may feel like, damn, she's like a stickler. I do it that way because I want to make sure that I'm delivering valuable content to you. I'm not selling you anything. I have a solution to your problem and I'm offering you a solution. So what you're truly investing in is the solution to your problem, whether it be to open up or expand a group practice. Okay. So when you look at the ROI, like I said, okay, then you will start to calculate stuff a little bit different. How much money can I earn after I make that investment? That's how I sign up for stuff. What can this allow me to do? What can this help me stop doing? Maybe I can stop seeing clients, you know, because maybe this will generate passive income in my sleep. So you're damn right I'm about to sign up for this course because they're talking about how their clients are able to make this amount of money if they follow this framework and do what they're supposed to do. Making money in their sleep, who wouldn't want to make $10,000 in their sleep? Not me, I want to make it, right? So another thing that you want to think about in terms of five things to consider before investing in yourself is, and I just talked to my academy students about this, is understanding the difference between your energy level with desire versus lack. So quick summary, your energy level and your mood, if you show up every morning and you're focused on non-gratitude statements. And let's just say if I, you know, was in my home and I said, oh, you know, they can't never manicure the lawns like it was when I first moved in. That to me is speaking out of lack versus me waking up and saying, which amenity can I use to record videos today? I'm focusing on desire, optimism, positivity, and I'm really focusing on what I can give back to my community so that I, again, can deliver more content versus focusing on what went wrong or what is not happening. So you really have to check your mood every single day. And before you invest in a program or a coach or a live event, make sure that you are truly aligned to receive positive stuff back. And the way that you may be blocking yourself from manifesting healing of the mind, of the body, and of your bank account is that if you really, truly focus on the positive things that are happening, what's going right, I would really encourage you to start your day like that and end your day like that versus going to sleep and thinking about what you could have done, what you should have done. Energetically, that will not do anything for you but to just make you work like a hog. And then you'll just be constantly chasing the next goal versus being in a state of gratitude about, yeah, what's possible, but what you already have. Okay. So number five, the biggest one, look at your finances. Look at your finances. So I'm going to show you a trick of looking at your finances. Okay. So before you do decide to pay for anything, especially in full, you want to pay attention to what do you have coming up? So for example, let's just say if one of my sons is about to graduate from high school, we got the prom, we got all these activities, right? That's going to cost a pretty penny. And let's just say I did not save up for any of that. I'm just going to pay for it as I go, right? Because I'm living check to check, okay? So if I decide to invest into your program and I decide to make a pay in full investment, but I did not properly calculate how many months I have left until my son's prom, and then I didn't properly calculate how much it's going to cost approximately for me to have my son participate in all these activities, what will happen is I will either not have enough money to give my son the prom that I would like to give him, or better yet, you choose to pay in an installment plan and you don't calculate the months. And then now you got to choose to either default on a agreement that you made with your business coach, or you choose to not pay for something for your kid. What I'm telling you is that you should be able to have the best of both worlds. So if you know that it's time for you to get help in your business and invest into yourself to get your ROI back, then start putting money to the side. The only excuse or rationale, I should say, that would be plausible is that you're scrolling on Instagram and see an ad and you were like, that sounds interesting. I'm gonna take that. But that doesn't mean that you buy on impulse either. Because it is something called a course junkie. And we talk about it amongst business coaches because course junkies are people who purchase online courses, never finish it, is still stuck. And some of them may even say that whatever they purchased or invested in is not working for them. Well, maybe it's not investing working for you because let me recap the five things you should consider before you invest. Okay. Number one, what do you want in the next 1 to 5 to 10 years? Who do you need to connect with? What person can teach you what you need to know? Make the decision. Get out of your head. It should not take you 15 times to talk yourself into buying something because that's going to just create buyer's remorse. Number four is focus on desire, not lack. And then number five is look at your finances. So today we had, to me, a very good discussion. And if you didn't know, I don't know if I said this in the beginning, I apologize, but we are in what's called an abundance series. So in an abundance series, I am going to be talking about wealth mindset. I'm going to be talking about limitations that you put on yourself in terms of what you are blocking yourself from to live out your full level of abundance. I am going to be talking about how mental health therapists can get out of their own way and create their own investment path so that when they need something to grow or scale their business, they will be more equipped to do so, starting with how they think. And why am I doing this abundance series outside of this is what therapists said that they wanted based off a questionnaire? Well, the common denominator for most therapists that are not at the rate or level of success that they would like in their business is simply because, I'm gonna be real, you're not practicing what you preach. If we practice and preach to, if we preach to our clients, if we tell our clients, I want you to be functional. I want you to live the life that you deserve. I want you to be happy. I don't want you to be depressed. I want you to focus on the optimism of life and all these things. How can you dare tell your clients that, but behind closed doors, you're not doing the same? So I really hope that you have enjoyed this podcast episode. There are so many more to come. If you are not already on my, you know, phone list, what I'm doing right now is I am setting up where, you know, I send out positive affirmations every single week. Okay. So if you want to text me and you want to receive the updates that my community gets every single day, Monday through Friday, in terms of affirmations, when I wake up, I'm like, ooh, you know, this inspired me today. Then I would encourage you to text me at 310-388-8603. Text the word abundance, A-B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E. No parentheses, just the word abundance. It will prompt you to put in your information and that's it. And when I am sharing affirmational quotes to get you motivated, sometimes I'll pose a question. Just talk back to me. And it is me. It's not a robot. It's me. Okay. So I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode, this Instagram live. If you would like to hear more topics about growing and expanding mental health businesses, please feel free to hop into my DM. I just started something fairly new on Instagram where I want to chat with you in the DMs, especially if this particular topic moved you and you're ready to take your business to the next level, but you're really not sure which direction you should go, whether it should be private practice or maybe your private practice is already popping and you need to really focus on scaling your business, leveraging your time, working less while earning more. I will be able to talk to you in the DM. And so don't hesitate to reach out at Dr. TK Psych. Make sure to follow me on your podcast platforms at Dr. TK, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast episode today. I am super excited to see your growth in your business, career, money, and relationships. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych, where you can find daily inspiration and tips to live your abundant lifestyle.